Good afternoon on a really nice late spring day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the mild side, running pretty close to seasonable levels. The humidity levels are nice and low. We're looking at dew points this afternoon that are running largely in the 40s and 50s. And remember that when the dew point reaches 60, that's the point it begins to start to feel a little bit muggy. So with dew points well below that 60 degree mark, the humidity is really not a player at all this afternoon. That'll change a little bit though tonight into tomorrow as we have a front approach, and in advance of that front, we'll start to see a little bit more in the way of humidity. It's been a bit breezy as well today, a gusty south wind, but with temperatures up into the 70s this afternoon to right around 80 degrees, the breezes really are quite refreshing. So all in all, a nice late afternoon across our area. There are a few clouds that are flying through in a couple of spots, but there are no weather concerns over the next few hours. If you have outdoor plans, things are looking great for the rest of the day. Maybe the kids have a baseball or a softball game, or you want to get out and maybe mow the lawn. Things are going to be just fine for that over the next few hours. Moving ahead through tonight, as the humidity comes up a little bit, we'll start to see some clouds come in from the west. That is all in advance of that next front that will come into our area, mainly during the day tomorrow. So we're quiet tonight. Tomorrow is the only big kind of weather problem this week, as we do have the potential for some rain as we go through the day tomorrow. So be sure you have that umbrella. There may also be some thunderstorms tomorrow, and some of these storms could be on the heavier side as we go through, especially tomorrow afternoon. So keep in mind that there is potential for some heavier storms tomorrow, maybe some strong or severe storms that will have the potential to produce some heavy downpours, produce, of course, thunder and lightning. The potential is there for some gusty winds. There may be some hail as well at some of these storms tomorrow. So that's something that you'll want to remember for tomorrow. But then this front will push off to the east, and by Thursday, we'll start to see the humidity come down. There may still be a few showers, primarily across the north on Thursday, but by and large, Thursday will transition us from the muggy weather back to the less humid weather, and then Friday looks to be a nice day to wrap up the work week. Now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, not as cool, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, increasing clouds, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, increasing clouds, not as cool as last night, lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of those storms may be severe, muggy with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers primarily across the north, though a shower could sneak into the capital region. Breezy, less humid, with highs in the 70s, some 60s north. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.